This past week, a panel of experts recommended the most serious changes to the United Nations since it was founded in 1945. One of those experts, former National Security Advisor Brent Scowcroft, now has the difficult task of selling those reform ideas to the Bush administration, which has many UN skeptics. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has the story.
Brent Scowcroft says the UN has always been an easy target, or as he put it, a convenient whipping boy. So as he begins to brief administration officials on a broad report about the need for collective security in a revamped UN, Scowcroft plans to start with the items the Bush administration should like.
I think there's a lot in it, because it deals straight up with terrorism, for example. And it sets out a definition of terrorism which says no matter what freedom fighters think and so on, going after innocent civilians is impermissible. That's one thing. Weapons of mass destruction. It takes a big step forward in filling the gaps in the NPT to deal with an issue that is right at the top of U.S. concerns.
Authors of the report say that the nuclear nonproliferation regime is tottering on edge, with countries using the cover of their membership in the nonproliferation treaty to acquire technology for weapons programs. The report backs the Bush administration's proliferation security initiative to interdict illegal sales of nuclear material. It also calls for better enforcement of existing treaties. Scowcroft says the recommendations are relevant to the debate over Iran because the report makes clear that countries don't need to enrich uranium. They'll have guaranteed supplies from the International Atomic Energy Agency.
It's a very important juncture now in the whole nonproliferation regime. Because if Iran or Brazil, which has made comments, or others feel they want to enrich their own uranium to assure their supply for their nuclear reactors, if that becomes commonplace, then you have a nuclear world that is totally out of control.
U.S. officials have said little publicly about the recommendations, only to describe them as ambitious, and say they merit close attention, especially those dealing with terrorism and nonproliferation. At the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, John Wolfsall gives the U.N. panel high marks for emphasizing the need to halt the spread of nuclear technology, as well as chemical and biological weapons.
All of that is going to be music to the Bush administration's ears. The problem is really in the tactics, where this report talks about basing all of these efforts in a firm international context, where the UN has a leading role and where countries really work together, where the Bush administration has tended to want to work either on its own or only with those countries that see eye to eye and where very few compromises are required.
Among the panel's other recommendations, the UN Security Council would expand from 15 to 24. But only the current 5 permanent members, including the U.S., would hold a veto. That was an attempt by the panel not to make decision-making more complex. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.